like cheap shit from Coles because it's delicious and cheap.
I want to work at Coles.
And cause... the best part is that that was all recorded.
Save that.
Phew.
Add that in post.
You're listening to Smooth Talk
Gaming
Podcast.
For my theme song, black. My leather black jeans on, black. My by any means on, partner, I'm getting my scream on, end of the kingdom, black. But watch what you bring home, you see a black man with a white woman at the top floor, they gon' come to kill King Kong, middle America packed in, black. Can't see me in my black skin, black. Number one question they asking, fucking be question you asking.
That's all together now.
What's your book for?
Actually, for notes, I've been like writing notes about E3 all day, going, oh, cool. What games do I like and what games don't I like?
Oh, that's
so I was,
sweet.
Like, I was totting up between like Xbox and PS4 because I was like,
I totally have not been paying attention, but I still know what's going on.
You still know. Look, me and Jackson were good talks because we went to the Bethesda event and we were really fucking
hyped. That was hype as
shit. Jackson was about to blow me off after he saw Doom because he knew how good it looked. And he was like, man, Ryan was so right.
It's fucking amazing. Level thing is awesome.
Done deal. Oh, this is beautiful.
But
it was a goddamn rollercoaster, the Bethesda fucking E3 thing.
Oh my god.
Because it was
shit.
Like, I don't really care about some of your stuff. Ooh, Fallout. Oh, an app that I don't really... I mean, like, I would play it, but like, it's on iOS and it looks alright, but it's like the
at
hotel
least, at least
app.
The inventory manager and BitBoy app is both platforms.
Oh, yeah?
The second stream experiences, they're generally just stupid gimmicks. But, like, as far as stupid gimmicks goes, I assure it's the best fucking one I have ever seen.
I think that the Bethesda guys...
I won't use it.
They just took me up, and I was like, it just kept going, and I was like, fuck.
And then they mentioned the Elder Scrolls, and I was like, oh, there's my boner hitting the table. And then I was like, fucking, oh, okay, like a card game.
Card game.
Our answer to Hearthstone.
A card
this
game?
This is our triple try.
There's an Elder Scrolls card game. And what Bethesda failed to realize is that, The Elder Scrolls, when you take away the actual, like, main series games, is just, like, really standard high fantasy shit.
Yeah.
Western fantasy, the worst fantasy.
Yeah, it's actually not...
Apart from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, like, the movies are really long, and as a kid, I didn't have enough of an attention span. So, I was just, like, okay.
Wait, dude, question the dude. It's like, is it just me? Why do the girls want to fuck the dwarves? Like, every time I'm on Tumblr, it's like, man, that dwarf's so hot. I'm like, why? Then...
What the fuck on about, Ryan?
Have you ever... Okay, see, I think Jack understands, because he...
I totally don't go on Tumblr ever. I'm just surrounded by people.
Okay. I used to have Tumblr, but just for memes.
Okay, when you're on Tumblr, you'll notice that girls just love, like, picturing fictional characters and imagining that that's their boyfriend.
I've never seen that ever.
I actually have.
Who do you follow?
Anyway. But, like, they picture themselves with the dwarves, and then they have some fetish with the twins, because it's like, I feel like it's their excuse to not watch anime, so instead they picture it with, you know, Western shows to feel less bad about not watching anime.
Oh, yes, they have to come up with an excuse to not watch anime to feel validated. What?
Because it's all the shit they make up with, like, shipping and shit is stuff you find in anime culture, but instead they put it in Western stuff like Lord of the Rings and...
People ship lots of stuff and...
That's
stuff.
The thing that you find in pop culture. For instance, over there, I shipped Tingle and Piplup.
That is true, actually. He is, does he make a Tingle?
What?
Like, when you write
him. Oh, no. I'm sorry, it's just a plush.
It's a
actually,
design.
Before we got too many of the evolution things over there, because, like, my roommate and I collect them.
Nice.
Oh,
before we got too many of those, we had like Tingle and the Evolutions in this big orgy. Like we'd pose it so they'd be suspended properly.
Who was on top?
Sick info, man.
Tingle's on the bottom.
Hi, Jack. Sick info.
That doesn't surprise
me. Glaceon was on the top, I think.
Oh, mate. Sick info. Sick invite.
Do you want to be in on the Pokemon orgy?
Yeah, so this is small talk game and talking about fucking EV orgies? The fuck, man?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, if Evolutions evolved, I will take the chance.
So who do you think won E3?
I don't know, Bethesda so far, because Bethesda actually cared about people more than the games.
Yeah.
Like, they pushed community-driven shit more than any other developer I've seen in an E3.
As much as I hate what they're doing, alright, also they mentioned, hey guys, we're making the Elder Scrolls Online free to play after you buy the game.
Yeah.
With premium wall shit. So I care even less now.
What's funny, right, is that I bought that game when it came out, got a subscription, I got the Imperial Edition, all that extra shit, tried to play it, you can't play it in Australia, the ping is, the latency is fucking shit, and then I asked, can I get a refund, they gave me a full refund plus my subscription fee, so I got an absolute full refund, I went back checking out recently, it turns out, I got my money back, but I'm still registered as owning the actual game on the account.
Oh, that's perfect.
With the Imperial Edition thing?
I don't know.
Ooh. So you could actually download it for free if you wanted to.
I fucking get it, but I'm not going to. Ew.
Yeah.
I play Final Fantasy right now. But Final Fantasy 14 is fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, like legit, like it's the best MMO I've played in years. It has competition because guess what? It's Monster Hunter Online that we wish we had. That's all it is.
I'm currently playing really shitty MMOs. Like, I'm looking for
shitty ones. Come on, Final Fantasy.
Yeah, it's not shitty though. It's a thing.
No, I'm looking for shitty ones. Like Wonderland Online runs in 8-bit color. And, like, MapleStory is a train wreck.
You can get married in Final Fantasy.
You can get married in MapleStory.
Jackson, do you want to marry...
And Wonderland Online, it's fine.
No, I'm already organized to marry someone else.
But I've got a cute cat girl. You've got to marry that one.
I think I'm a...
This just in. Yeah, Ryan is insisting that Jackson marry him.
No, because I'm already organized for my other friend. So when he gets to 50... He has some other character. I'm supposed to marry him.
Oh,
because the whole joke was, like, our group of friends, we're like, let's get a Final Fantasy. And, like, when we started, it's like, oh, you can marry characters. We're like, okay, we'll just marry our characters together then. Then they all stopped. I kept playing because I was having a fucking great time.
It is a great time.
It's... It's so weird. Everything's beautiful too.
I don't know what it is, but I think it's just the polish you find in this Final Fantasy game is something that no MMO has ever tried. Like... Story-wise, you can play this game by yourself and still have an amazing time because it's...
I didn't pay attention to story.
From a Final Fantasy fan, alright? This story is literally the best Final Fantasy story I've ever played since Final Fantasy VI. It is fucking incredible. Like, if you play a game by yourself, you'll have a... No, shut up. If you play this game by yourself, you'll have a good time. It's weird because it's an MMO, but for some reason, it's got such an engaging story that I've not found in a long time.
I should probably give it a shot.
It's free for the first 2 months.
But it's like, buy the game, and then it's free for 2 months, and then you pay subscription fees.
Yeah, but...
It's like...
It's totally worth it.
It's like a drug addiction, really.
Yeah.
First time's free.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's $10. I bought it back in 2013. I mean, if it was WoW, I don't see why I should have to pay a subscription for WoW. It's not giving me enough content, and it's not... I don't know, I'm not interested enough in it to want to pay $10.
When was the last DLC release for WoW?
Wow.
It was a while ago.
No, it was...
This year last year.
Very recently.
It wasn't Mists of Pandaria.
No, it wasn't.
It was Warlords of Draenor. And
yes,
it was basically,
that's the one.
You went back in time and experienced the events that most old World of Warcraft fans loved. Like, what was the first expansion?
Not Wrath of the Lich King.
No.
Burning Crusade?
Yes, it went through all those events, which are the ones most people love the most, because it did the most different things compared to Wrath of the Lich King, and etc. But from what I've heard, it was brilliant. But they had a system where you can make your own town and castle, and so from what I've heard, it's failed.
How long do you think WoW can keep on lasting?
Well,
I don't know.
A very long time, because people are invested, and when you're invested in something, you tend to throw a lot of money in.
Because they're Skinner boxed to all shit.
Yeah, like that.
Skinner box. LODSOVAMOAE.
What's a spell? Loads of money! Probably.
It's a. It's like a psychology concept. Where, like, you give them just a little bit of reward and a lot of pain, and it convinces them to keep going, and you can get them, like, doing it forever.
It's marriage, basically.
Yeah. Gambling, basically.
It's a big commitment.
Oh, gambling, sorry. Yeah.
Another big thing Bethesda announced was Fallout 4, which was the thing we were actually juicing our pants over, because, wow, Jackson wasn't impressed, and now he's impressed.
Wait, what? Sorry for doing...
Fallout 4, you were kind of on the I remember you were kind of on the bridge about it, but now you're like full on.
I was excited for Fluff.
Yeah, but now but your dick is literally rocketing through the table right now. Yeah,
mate, it's like all I saw was a trailer. I didn't see any gameplay. It's like, I don't know what to expect from this. I mean, I'm excited, but I have nothing to be excited about right now because I don't actually know what's coming. Of course, I'm excited for Fallout 4, but when I actually saw what they were, putting in the game, I was like, this is a whole new thing. Holy fuck.
Mm.
Amazing.
It's pretty incredible what they're able to do. They worked on that game for 7 years, for what they've told us. And apparently, like, they were, like, working non-stop on it, apparently. I don't know if they might have stopped in between to do shit. Like, they made that phone game, so they might have done something in between, but... That game looks like it's been polished to shit, and it looks like it's got a lot more work compared to the previous Fallout games.
Everything, to the point where, like, they're just talking to people, it looks very smooth. The transition between chatting to different characters is nice.
Hmm.
From what we've seen.
Yeah.
But, what I'm hoping for is that everything just... Like, if there was one kill with Skyrim, regarding immersion, it was definitely that people were, like, people would tell you the same thing just constantly. Like, if you walk past and they go, you know, have you been to the Sky District yet? Or who am I kidding? Of course you haven't. And it's just like, they say that five times. Like, fuck up! Stop it! And it's just,
shut up, Nizzy!
Yeah.
Nobody likes you.
I think, but I'm sort of hoping that there's, like, you know, less sort of glitches, people just flying into the air and just, like, ragdolls everywhere. I mean, you know, I'm expecting some parts of it, but just maybe just handle it better than they did with Skyrim.
I love the physics glitches.
It is funny, but sometimes it's like, I'm trying to...
Yeah, it's like,
I think
Something that really got me with Skyrim was that, apart from the story being shit, nothing you did, like, had an impact on how people perceived the player.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you practically single-handedly ended the Civil War, and, like, you were the one to... Spoilers for a four-year-old game, if anyone cares.
like, the guards still, like, not only gagging.
Yeah, not only gagging. Like, you saved the world from a soul-eating dragon. You saved the world from a magical apocalypse. You end the Civil War by killing the leader of whatever side is the opposition of yours. And they're just like, ah, let me guess, someone stole your sweet roll.
Yeah, it's in, like, Oblivion, they cared so much more. Like, if you were the arena, like, gladiator, like, you know, top guy, the fucking whatever it's called, champion.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my god, got the champion of the arena, holy shit! Everyone's freaking out about it, because it's like...
And then you get the adoring fan, it's like, oh, I don't want to be the champion of the arena anymore, go away.
No, it's like, anyway.
I think the main problem you find with all those Bethesda games is their quest structure is really flawed. Like, quests just meld into each other. You have three quests in the same location, and they
activate... just do them all at once.
And they activate all at the same time, and there's NPCs moving for each other because they're at the same...
I never found quests...
There's a claw quest, the mage quest, and some feeding quests all in the same mountain area. And it's fucking horrible. It just ruins the quest entirely. They need to work on, like... I think the problem is they have, like, five level designers that never talk to each other and just think that it's their game and no one else's.
Oh, wait, shit. I remember that was that Mages of Winterhold quest where it's like, you walk in there, you get this necklace, that's asking your quest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that wasn't too annoying.
Yeah, but in a massive game like Skyrim, you'd want to Q&A that shit harshly because it greatly ruins the immersion, which is what Skyrim was all about.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you ever play Fallout 3?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, because that was very similar to that as well.
I think Fallout... I think...
I didn't like the quest system. That's what stops me from going back to playing it at all.
I didn't like the crab people. That's what fucked me up so often. I used to just get insta-killed every time I left the building.
Fucking fire ants are the worst.
Fire ants?
Yeah. Fallout 4 is definitely, like, taking the climate of today's games into account.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, you can create a base, and you can craft weapons, and...
And the gunplay just seems more...
Also, there's a dog.
Yeah, Call of Duty Ghost, yeah.
That'll be interesting.
What? What are you talking about?
It's been weird...
Fable 2!
It's been weird seeing those natural occurrences just be out of the games, like, out of nowhere. Like, I think it all started coming when that Twitcher/YouTube age of... Look at this kooky weird event happening in this game, like DayZ and Dark Souls.
Let's laugh loudly for like 5 minutes and give me all your money.
Like, out of nowhere, these type of mechanics that we'd only find in these games are just slowly being implemented silently, but slowly into other games. Like, fucking Metal Gear Solid 5 has a Dark Souls invasion thing in it, where another big boss can invade your base and kill all your guys, and your sheep, and etc, etc.
By big boss, you mean like another player?
Yeah, another player. It's got, like, you can make your own base, make it really hard to traverse, and another player can come in and try and invade it and kill all your things.
What do you get from ruining someone's life like that?
Well, what do you get out of ruining someone's life in Dark Souls, you know? Like, you get one upgrade material, which you can get easily somewhere else, you know what I mean?
Okay, so you get...
It's just fuck fun.
It's playing off player psychology and influencing anthropology, which is the thoughts behind a player, you know? Like, it's something we've found only now in modern-day game design, which isn't found anywhere in old game design, where social interactions are a main part of it. Like, I think games like Farmville and all that, although they are shit, kind of influence the push of, you know, influencing social things. Like, Gabe Newell, as much as I hate using Valve an example, he said a few years ago...
Gisanthropus?
As much as I hate using him as an example, he, like, said a few years ago, he called it, like, social gaming is going to become a big thing in, like, some small or big way. You're going to be seeing, like, people interacting in ways that we'd never see in a game until now. And he fucking called it, and now it's happening.
Yeah.
You know? What else happened at E3 besides Bethesda? Because that's the only thing I think means...
That's all I care about right now. I'm just like...
Gabriel, I think more than anyone, you paid a lot of attention. What company do you want to bring up next?
Jesus Christ. bloody Star Wars Battlefront for a start.
Dish, because I
did see some of the gameplay, actually.
I am frosting my pants over that. Why? I was like, well, okay, that is the only game I have seen this whole console generation that makes me want to buy a next-gen console. It is that good. It's pretty amazing. Have you seen it?
Yeah, but, like, I think... I just think about the comparison between that and the old one. It's like...
And I love
it
the
has,
old one.
It has EA syndrome. It's like, less shit, but...
But DLC. Mm. But it's like...
We'll add swimming pools in DLC, we promise.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have space battles, and it's only got, I think, 4 maps, something ridiculous, when the other ones had, like, 20, you know, and space maps. So, there's that. But I think just the visceral experience of playing, I was really impressed.
It might have better game feel, which, sometimes EA gets right.
The thing is, like, I feel about, you know, the whole DLC thing, and everyone, like, without fail, every year, EA does it every single time. And it's, you know, there's no question as to why they're doing it, it's because it sells. People will still buy, it doesn't matter, but they can do anything. People who want to play the game, they'll happily buy the DLC, the day one DLC, whatever. And they keep doing it because it might not be an ethical, quotation mark, business model, but it works.
Yeah,
that's what business is, really. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Money, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
If they can't be the best, they sure as hell can be the worst.
Yeah,
I think that's why it's such a big comparison compared to a Bethesda's, because E3 isn't a consumer event; it's a shareholder event, right?
It is. Yeah,
it's not supposed to be there for the people, which is why I found Bethesda so refreshing, because they actually care about the people for once. That's why I found with this E3 especially. Ubisoft were doing it as well. They're like flat out just saying, "I'm here for you." You know, I don't know if I'm referencing shareholders or consumers, but. I feel
kind
like
of wish I invested in Festival, I think so.
But, like, I feel like it's starting to change with, like I said before, the social aspect of things coming to play a lot more. Where that's selling a game. We're seeing YouTubers push thousands of units more than any other, like, website has today. Like, I think South Park Stick of Truth was pushed via YouTubers more than any review.
Speaking of, we've actually got a sequel.
A sequel, yeah.
Yes,
I'm super pumped for
that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
that
completely
one,
forgot.
Yeah. That was the one thing we know. You want to just move into the Ubisoft thing? Because I think, like, EA's was kind of boring. It was sports,
as always, yeah.
Star Wars. And
we added a story mode to FIFA.
Oops, man.
Okay, you watched it, right? Did you? I heard about it. There's a Pele story mode in the new FIFA, and I'm pissing myself off.
Hey, kudos. They added something new to FIFA.
They also added female soccer players, and nearly every lad in their suburban home cried.
Oh, that's good.
Shit. I mean, like, good. You're being slightly more progressive and actually adding content to your game. I'm proud of you, yeah.
But
I'm not
taking this
girls' mother is too hard to make, man. You can't do girls.
Let's move into Ubisoft, though, because I think theirs was pretty refreshing. Well, not as refreshing as Bethesda's. There was more content. But I think
that was kind of like card games, and the MMO made me, like, counterbalanced Fallout.
Wait,
Bethesda.
Yeah, but, like...
Maybe if you were at the event,
you'd be
fucking hyped the shit out. Seriously.
Well, yeah, because I'd be surrounded by people that were also hyped.
It was just that crowd thing. Everyone's just like, fucking yeah! And everyone's just going nuts. It was great.
But I think Ubisoft had a lot more content. I think the content wasn't as powerful as Bethesda's, because Bethesda's content they showed all had significant impact from previous years.
That fucking level snap thing looks fucking amazing. For Doom.
Level snap.
Snap level, what it's called. Snap. Doom Snap?
Yeah.
Doom Snap, what's that?
Snap shit. I don't know what it is.
What is
Snapmatic's
it?
An app or something.
You know how
it's like
music...
a level building thing. And
oh, cool.
It's like a 2D top-down thing. You literally just piece things together. And then you can see in a 3D mode, you can change it. You like put events in the games. Like when you collect armor, enemy spawns here.
Cool, sounds good.
It's awesome.
So it's a level builder for Doom?
Yeah.
Which is something people have been modding in for years in the original Doom, which is why I'm so happy they've taken the step to say, okay, this Doom is going to be... Basically, everything that old Doom was, but new.
And also extreme moddable as well. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Also, it's awesome.
That's like the best thing about games is their moddability.
Yeah. With Ubisoft, they announced a game which I think would like probably make me jizz my pants. It's called, what's the fucking name of it? It's some medieval combat game where samurai, knights, and Vikings versus each other. It is called...
Sounds excellent.
Where is it? It's For Honor. That's it.
For Honor?
For Honor.
And basically, it looks really fucking...
Was it first person, third person?
Third person, I think. And it's like a multiplayer medieval fighting, but with different centuries of, like, culture. So samurai, Vikings, and knights.
I find that rarely works for a multiplayer game, sword fighting games.
Have you played
Chivalry?
Chivalry?
Yes, but I think that's the exception to the rule.
Yeah, and I feel like it, like...
And it's first person.
Yeah, it pulls it off all right. Chivalry.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun, but it's also very messy.
It's fun, but, like design-wise... And, like, game feel, it's okay. It's just, like, it's fun. but it's not perfect.
I would find it hard to do it in third person, I reckon.
Oh yeah, in third person it would be even harder.
Because how do you, like,
you can't PvP see in that, front. You can't see in front of yourself to actually swing the weapon.
Ubisoft have money, though, so they can probably make good animations for all this and make it feel good, you know, give a lot of impact to the player when using it. Yeah. Like besides from that, Ubisoft had Assassin's Creed. I don't think anyone cared for that, though. When I was on Twitter at the time, everyone was groaning about it. No one was happy.
Really? What the Syndicate? Why don't people like the Syndicate?
Because they don't like how it's been going with the previous Assassin's Creed, and therefore their taste has been kind of spoiled due to fucking Assassin's Creed.
There's a lot of goodwill lost, I think, just because of the previous one. That was
also the fact because they made this 2D game using Japan or China.
China.
Yeah, China. The setting everyone had been asking for fucking years, and they put on a 2D game that's not a main game, which is what people wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, and didn't they make it a female protagonist as
well? Yes, they made a female protagonist good, and she actually is Ezio's, like, apprentice.
It's like they did all of those things on a side 2D game.
Yeah, like, this is stuff that should have been in a mainline game. This is something you should have pushed, but instead you put to a 2D game.
Do you think it's because they're just too scared to make a female?
I think so. They're scared enough to put females in Unity, so I guess they're scared.
Wow. Why are they scared of females?
But I don't know, they're just...
Marketability.
Because, in terms of marketability, females sell worse, unfortunately.
Because you've got to remember...
Why?
Having... marketing a female as the main character has shown to make games sell less in the long... Like, in the short term, sorry.
Bioshock Infinite, do you remember that?
Yeah.
Last of Us to a greater extent, where they had to push LEDs,
especially with marketing. They had to fight to keep. They have to fight to keep female characters like front and center. The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last of Us is the best example of that because the actual director had to fucking fight the marketing team to fucking
keep them on
the
cover. Yeah.
And but, same with Bioshock Infinite. I think originally they had a female on the cover, and they said no, let's change it to a guy with a shotgun because that'll appeal to the youth jock. And that's why it's just a guy holding a shotgun.
You've also got to think of it in this context. You're thinking of, like, see, Naughty Dog are one studio, so everyone can talk with it, whereas Ubisoft have fucking decided to split up their studios in so many other countries, hundreds of studios. The communication is obviously going to be flawed no matter what, so therefore the direction of the game is going to be flawed, and therefore no one actually fucking cares about the presentation of it, because it's just throw it out, money in. Like, there's a new Assassin's Creed game every year. It kind of shows how much they care about it at this point.
But they could have, they could have had the risk to have, like, say, the Syndicate with a female character. They wouldn't be losing too much.
But I think it's like, going back to sort of, trick on thin ice here, but you'd think that if they put a female on the front cover, it would sell more because there's a girl on the front cover of it, which might imply
that... I think unless it's sexualized, really. Yeah. And then, that's a fine line as well. Like, do you want to sell your game? But speaking of, have you seen Mirror's Edge 2?
Yeah. Perfect.
Female character.
Yeah.
Who's doing parkour.
They had to fight really hard, and in fact, they
oh really?
They changed up the main character of Mirror's Edge.
Bigger boobs.
They gave her bigger boobs than she did. Even in Mirror's Edge 1, she was meant to be like flat as a board, right? And they gave her some curves because they had to make a compromise with the marketing team.
And they've done it even more now.
I don't think so, but like that was the story of Mirror's Edge 1.
Shit.
Jeez.
I like how it's looking now.
Oh, it's super depressing.
I like how it's looking now though, because like they've given the character Faith a lot more detail.
Mm.
But I was seeing this joke being made when they're showing the new Mirror's Edge Catalyst, which is what it's called now.
Catalyst.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
It's really makes it's
got some bad rubbing on my shoe, you gotta fix that up.
Oh, yeah. The game. Press X to put on topical ointment.
Oh, I gotta keep my figs away from you.
Anyway, go on.
The main, when I saw them showing off the main antagonist, I swear to God I thought it was EA CEO, because he looks like the biggest fucking douchebag I've ever seen. He has, like, the pimped-out suit, the curved, like, jawline.
Oh, beautiful.
And they're, like, the crossed hands, like, Mr. Burns, like, staring down a shadow. Like, man, I feel like they just scanned their boss and threw him in the game as a bad guy. It's fucking...
comes from the EIA company.
I'm definitely wanting to see where they go with this, because that company... Because it's fucking DICE, and they're working on Battlefront, which is another big game. So not only have EA pushed Battlefield out's front, Battlefront out's front, but also Mirror's Edge. And they're still supporting Battlefield 4. They said they're going to still be supporting Battlefield 4 with DLC pass this year, so...
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, which is strange. I think they kind of wanted... because there's so many projects, they can't really push for another sequel.
Well, is Hotline supposed to be a separate thing about Valorant or something like that?
Well, I guess that's more of a test. They need to see if that's going to succeed. Because if that dies, then...
Yeah, I think Hotline was more of a test to see if another studio could handle Battlefield. And I don't think
they... a different genre.
Yeah, well, it's not
because
really...
I know loads of players are still playing Battlefield 4. Because I was playing on PS4 recently. I was playing Battlefield 4 because I like playing Battlefield sometimes. But it's... I mean... There's still shitloads of servers going. I mean, I'm not too sure people... Like, if that... Like, I don't know the stats, but... Like, my brother, for example, and his friends, like, they have Hardline, but they don't play anymore. They only play, Battlefield 4, which is surprising, because, like, I've seen Hardline, it looks interesting, but, is it, like, are there tanks or anything in it? They're, like, sort of,
The civilian stuff, like helicopters, but they kind of try, but they try to keep it infantry combat, which is what I liked most about it. I've gotten, I don't know what it is, but I was a big Battlefield fan. I played 1942. I played all those games.
Oh, Bad Company, man. That was my favorite.
Yeah. And, like, you know what? Like people have asked them, why can't I make enough of Bad Company? And they're like, we don't know what we did fucking right. We can't do it again.
What was that one future one? It was like 2142.
2142? Yeah, I love that one. And they had the Titans.
Yeah. That was sick. Oh, yeah.
Most people have been expecting Battlefront to be that, but never will be. Like, it won't be It won't be what Battlefront is.
Sorry, a bit of a segue. Have you seen the trailer for Black Ops 3?
Yes.
No. I literally thought it was Titanfall.
I know they're taking it
into the future, but how far are they taking this?
Well, they have mechs. They have mechs.
Totally. Yeah. Roll, roll, fight the power.
Roll, roll, fight the power. Like robot sentries and stuff. It's literally Titanfall, and you can run around on buildings and stuff.
Yeah. It's hilarious. How do you not get a hard on for robots? Are you just boring?
COD every year cops so much flack, but it's like
they're getting better. They're fucking getting better.
They are getting better, and it's like Ghost was a horrid piece of shit.
Who did they fire and who did they hire?
The dumbass, it's not me. They're obviously hiring someone that has my interests. It's fuck. Yeah. You have rocket boots.
Next thing they'll be wrestling just like in the middle of the fucking game.
It's probably being run by like a fucking wrestler. Like literally, like it's like, okay, it's gonna have some fireworks here and there.
There's some explosions there, but I don't know why. Just Wait,
big robots.
Limp Bizkit is gonna be the trailer music.
Wasn't there a DLC for Ghost where Snoop Dogg
Snoop Dogg just had some weird thing with games recently. He was in Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Yeah.
Almost every character had a Snoop Dogg outfit, and there was a Snoop Dogg stage. I wish there was too.
Because when he wins, his end pose was just.
Isn't he called Snoop Lion now?
Yeah.
He changed
from Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion to Snoop Dogg again. Because it's a weird story for the Chronicles of Snoop Dogg.
Those Chronicles.
So he went to Jamaica and he got given the name Snoop Lion. Wow. He took it with him, and during that time, he during the transitional phase, he was working with Namco to do Tekken Tag Tournament 2. And but it was too late to change anything from Snoop Dogg to Snoop Lion.
Oh shit!
So the only thing that references Snoop Lion in Tekken Tag Tournament 2 is when you're in the stage, it's some Jamaican guy in the middle of his song. It's like, everybody at Snoop Dogg, a.k.a. Snoop Lion.
Oh my god.
And
wow.
And then he changed back to Snoop Dogg because he was like, that name was given to me. It wasn't a name that I chose, so it isn't me. And then he became Snoopzilla.
Snoopzilla.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he became Snoop Dogg again after that, but last time I saw him, before he ascended to the heavens, he became Snoopzilla.
I cannot wait till the Godzilla game has a fucking crossover with this, because holy
fuck. Oh yeah, Snoopzilla versus Godzilla.
Yeah. If no one knows, there's a Godzilla game coming out there now.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah,
smoke weed every day.
They're going all out with the... That's just for every Godzilla in there. So they've got Mecha Godzilla, they've got Mothra. It's so fucking good.
Snoop Dogg.
Is it a fighting game? Or?
Yeah, looks like it. Or it looks like a destruction / fighting game where you're all thrown in the city and you just gotta kill each other.
That's pretty good. Cool. I didn't see that E3.
It wasn't E3, it was at the last Game Award show. The Game Award, the thing hosted by Jeff Keighley.
That
it was fine. I thought it was alright because they showed Zelda. Like, come on, that's fucking big. Then it's Zelda, that thing. And we didn't get Zelda here.
Right,
we don't know yet. Nintendo's is tomorrow. So far we've only gotten Sony, Microsoft, Ubisoft, EA, Bethesda.
Also, Nintendo Direct.
Nintendo, what is that? Smash Bros. Oh, fucking that fucking ad for Nintendo Direct was ridiculous with Reggie doing all this stupid shit.
Yeah, the Mega 64 one. That's right, the best.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, Gabe, you know Mega 64. They did the ad for the new Nintendo Direct, which was for the Nintendo World Championship. The competitors are Speedrunner, Egoraptor.
Yeah, I know.
That's just like what
Egoraptor. Yeah. Like Egoraptor's one of the competitors, and I just heard from my friend Bobby, it was like, Aaron did alright. And I was like, wait, Aaron was in the championships?
Against speedrunners.
Which he like publicly denounced as not fun, speedrunning. So it's like, oh okay. But
Aaron's a dick, just, though.
Yeah, he's a dick often.
Is he a dick?
I don't know what kind of guy he's like, because he, to his friends, he's a genuinely nice guy. Like,
tells Ross to fuck off a lot.
Oh yeah, that's
but I don't Ross. Like Ross either. To be fair,
Ross actually does.
He's a bit of a twat.
But,
what a fucking. Cunt.
Although he's Australian, so I should be picking him up a bit more.
Yeah, what
I love you, Ross.
What a cunt.
Illy babe, have me on the show. Lol.
Before we go on, I actually watched it, right? And Reggie had to fight, what's his name? Like a really famous Smash Brothers player, HBox, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And, like, it was obviously.
Who did he
play? He played Ryu because Ryu's the new Smash Brothers character. And guess what? He plays like a Street Fighter character where you have to use an analog stick.
He doesn't have to, but, like, to play him good, you need to use inputs, and that's so weird. I kind of like it.
It's cool. But, like, okay, he chose him, obviously, because it's a new character. Yeah. And HBox played fucking Jigglypuff. And then, but the best. Right. Okay, I did not give a single shit about them playing the game, but it was the burns that came after the match. I don't know if you heard.
No, I haven't heard.
Okay. What happened was basically, like, HBox said, like, oh, like, Reggie's so bad. And he's like, and then Reggie, like, I think he just fucking hates everyone because he went, like, the only reason you lost because you spend all your day playing video games while I have to run a multi-million-dollar company while you don't.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I had a Twitch chat right next to it, and I was like, oh my god, Reggie, you fucking god.
So, out of, like, the two big ones in the show, who do you think won? Out of Sony and Microsoft?
We haven't talked about Sony yet. Let's get into that.
Okay.
First off, Last Guardian.
Taken 6 years.
Yeah, I haven't played. Wait,
let's get on.
First, get in there, Jack. Okay. Everybody, first for Last Guardian.
I can't do it though.
Do it. Your chicks are plump. You can do it.
What is this? What are we doing?
We're jacking off for Last Guardian.
I'm watching in shock.
I haven't played.
I think it was more, dude.
That was 2009. It was announced. I remember. I was there.
Really?
It's so different. I haven't seen. There's been nothing like it since, which is so weird. Except for this one Castlevania game, which ripped off a fight from Shadow of the Colossus. That was so weird.
I know what you're talking about. Like, this game, like, for infamous sake, it's been talked about every E3, no matter what. Someone's always mentioned it, and for the first time, we got a release date, 2016.
Yeah.
Watch it be delayed, and everyone gets sad again.
Yeah.
But to be honest.
Like Fallout.
It's not gonna get delayed.
They stuck with their really Skyrim specific date for Skyrim, so they're gonna stick with it for Fallout, hopefully.
I don't know. I will be really upset if it gets delayed. I reckon Bethesda has integrity to not announce release date until they fucking know it's gonna be released on that date.
I do trust Bethesda, except when they release card games and MMOs.
I think me and Jack watched the gameplay a bit of it. Looks fucking brilliant. The fact that the light reflected individually on every one of that monster's feathers.
The Last Guardian.
The actual Last Guardian. Like, if you look at its feathers, that dynamic lighting isn't. I don't think it's fucking as dynamic as they're saying. I think they've actually, like, programmed the light to work with each individual feather, because no matter what, each feather's light is lit differently to each one. Like, it's fucking incredible. Like, the amount of detail that's been thrown in that game just from a.
And it looks like a cat, which is really cute.
Yeah.
Which probably means it's going to die at some point.
Thing. Oh, yeah.
Because it's Team Ico.
Oh, see? I was about to not really spoil, because it's a really old game, something from Shadow of the Colossus, but then Jackson here hasn't played it, so I can't.
Oh. He's gonna play it though.
I don't give a shit.
Fuck off! It's an amazing game.
I'll just play.
Block your ears, Stooge. Stooge, block your ears. I'm going to talk about Shadow of the Colossus.
You should care.
I won't even know what you're talking about. So
Shadow of the Colossus, Gabe, you play Shadow of the Colossus.
Dude, there's like three. There's like three characters in the whole game. If I mention the name, you'll remember.
Look, honestly, I don't have time to go and install a fucking emulator on my PC.
Yeah, he's hunting whales.
I'm juggling two Game Bros right now. I don't have time to play Final Fantasy right now.
Right,
so,
sure.
Yeah.
So, like, Shadow of the Colossus, you have one ally, the horse, Argo.
Yeah.
Right? And in Last Guardian, looks like you're going to have a big bird cat thing as your ally. Shadow of the Colossus, right towards the end, Argo dies. It's just like, you try to cross, like, this jump, and you clear it. And then, like, your horse is, like, holding onto the edge of the cliff and then falls and dies.
Yeah.
And it's like, aw, you were my only friend for the whole game.
To be fair, though, I can't think of any famous horse in a film where they've lived to the end.
Yeah.
Was that one book where the horse dies in the tar pit?
Never-ending story.
Is that it?
Yeah. Oh, and then you just traumatically watch it. Like,
yeah, as a kid, just like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah. I'm a man now.
I didn't really look into it, but like apparently more news on Street Fighter V is announced.
So that's the PS4
and PC exclusive, which is a big fucking deal.
Is it actually an exclusive or is the beta exclusive?
No, the whole game is exclusive to PS4.
Really?
Which is a massive thing for Twitch. Street Fighter V is a PS4 exclusive.
Ooh, that's a big one.
It's a really big deal because that means the fighting game community is only going to have PS4s now at fucking Evo. Like,
yeah, what else have you got?
I mean, that'll be easier for like Evo to deal with.
Well, yeah, it means that no matter...
Like, but like, it'll be worse for
everyone. You say as a joke, but it actually will be, because that means no matter what, everyone will be playing on the same system, because that's why most fighting game communities don't use PCs, because no matter what, everyone's going to have a different PC. But with a PS4, everyone's going to have the same hardware.
So that'll be good.
Yeah.
Also,
No Man's Sky.
Oh yeah!
Holy shit!
What was shown? Is it
I'm
the same
more
stick,
excited or? By the technology of
he's,
that game.
He's jealous
because
of the technology.
In terms of game, I'm jealous. In terms of
six
game,
guys, piss off! Come
yeah,
on,
yeah,
you can't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah,
how?
Six people made
fuck,
that game,
man.
But really, what
six
I find,
people. I love games like that.
I know, but what I find most like just fucking mind blowing is that they had to program probes to actually search their game, make sure everything was working properly,
and they can't explore their own game.
Like,
everything is like we don't know.
But when it gets to that point, then it's just like, holy fuck, what have you made? It's amazing. I'm really excited for it.
What gameplay features have been announced? Because I'm actually really skeptical as to what like there is to do
no
apart from explore.
There is combat.
I mean.
They've mentioned it, but they haven't shown it very often, which is the thing I'm kind of worried about.
Who do you fight? Odd question. Like, because you're not... It's not really PvP, because you don't... They're not expecting you to meet other players.
Yeah, but they have said there's guns, though, and there is combat.
So who would you shoot? Like, not
maybe
wildlife.
Like,
maybe,
like,
monsters.
Randomly generated
sentries?
Fauna.
I think
just...
maybe there's hostile monsters that... You know, like, carnivores and herbivores type of thing.
Or just, randomly generated, like, ships.
Yeah.
Sure.
That you find in space.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I really want to see where the community of this goes, because it sounds like the sort of thing people will make a zeitgeist for, kind of like EVE Online.
Yeah.
Because EVE Online was a game like that, you know, where it wasn't intended to be, you know, a community thing, and then out of nowhere, the players...
Yeah, that was
the
cool.
Players, the, like, this is how the EVE thing started, right?
Hearing about
it
was so cool.
This is how it initially started. The game was like a normal MMO where you controlled ships, but then all of a sudden, every single person in the server decided to destroy the main city. And it wasn't intended to be destroyed because it was too strong and too hard, but they did it, and they destroyed the main city.
The only trouble is with No Man's Sky, you've got no means of communicating with other players, and they've purposely not built that in.
Forums.
So
people will try. People will do it with Dark Souls.
Yeah, but I'm curious if they're going to, like, the developers might put it in afterwards just because they'll be...
Maybe
like local broadcasting.
Yeah.
I would assume they'd be local broadcasting.
Or maybe
you can install a module that will let you.
Or maybe a radio, maybe you have chat channels, have radio channels in your ships, therefore you hear people talk and it gets, you know...
Or louder the closer you are.
Yeah.
Or you could have something like, what was it, Journey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Phasing. You know? Well, World of Warcraft
uses
it.
I need to play Journey.
You haven't played it?
It's a wonderful game.
It's pretty much to communicate, all you have is the ability to walk around in four directions, jump, and make a noise. One noise. So, like, but people still somehow manage to create, like, meaningful bonds, and then they never see the people again once you finish the game.
See,
it's like, oh, okay, well.
I feel like Last Guardian is building itself up to be the Journey, like, the next Journey game.
Yeah.
Like, for the PS4, the game that people will
looks
look to and say it's fucking beautiful and majestic, and it'll make you cry. I feel like it's one of those games that they're going to push.
Were there any games that just really disappointed you?
I think the announcement of Shenmue 3 being decided over Kickstarter fucking destroyed me.
That was hilarious.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Me being a Dreamcast kid, I was probably like the only guy that was on the Shenmue forums talking about Shenmue. Because I don't know if people know, but Shenmue was supposed to be the next iteration of the fucking beat-em-ups like, genre. Because Shenmue was heavily inspired by Double Dragon and Final Fight. It was supposed to be like, okay, we have Final Fight, Street Fighter, then Shenmue. No one played it because it was boring as shit, and it was one of the first games to ever have QuickTime events, right?
Yeah.
It was way ahead of its time, and I reckon if they tried making it again, it would sell like fucking hotcakes. But the problem is, we didn't expect for them to use a Kickstarter as a way to judge people's interest.
It just makes it seem desperate.
They're using... Well, let me say, look at it this way. Who the fuck cares about Shenmue besides me?
You.
No, exactly, but which Kickstarter, that's what I mean. They're desperate.
Depends on how much they're asking for, because like,
$2 million.
There's enough of you in the world, I reckon. There's enough people that are just more Ryan in the world.
Or just tell people that they'll like it. Like, make it a reboot if that's what it takes. It's called Shenmue. No, but they could have done that.
To give you context, Shenmue 3 has been in the works since 1999.
It's going to be another Duke Nukem.
Even Duke Nukem didn't get a Kickstarter.
No, okay, I'll put this... Okay, not actually, not tonight. In fact, it was... The Shenmue 2 came to the Xbox, didn't sell.
I'm actually quite impressed. Everyone's sort of like, that's not how you use Kickstarter. But it's like... I disagree with it as well, but it's like... Sony... I think Sony's using the Kickstarter, so they're not wasting money on something that might not sell.
But they're wasting other people's money.
Exactly, yeah, I know.
It just seems desperate.
But the thing is... It's like they're doing the Kickstarter because they're unsure if it's actually going to get anywhere if they do make it. But also, it gives them an idea of just how much people do care about it. So as much as it's not really, you know, it's not really impressing their fans.
It's taking advantage of something, but it's like it's doing the job. So
it is doing the job.
Not to pull them in with EA, but they're like that. It works.
Yeah.
And, like, it might not be the most popular thing, it saves them the expenses. But it works.
Well, some of the expenses. Well,
it should work really well.
You guys are talking from a business standpoint, but...
Jackson, you and I both did business studies,
and you know this is an ethical issue. It's not a business issue, it's an ethical issue.
Yeah.
It brings up ethical problems.
They could have done this a smarter way. I understand, like, what you're saying, but they could have... Let's say they announced it on Kickstarter, and they said... For every $10 you donate, we'll donate 50, or we donate 20. And then it makes it seem like that they're at least trying, or they're like...
that would actually be a lot better.
Okay, update. Makes more sense. Okay, update. It's so far at $1,720,000.
What's its goal?
$2 million. It's only been a few hours. But the thing is, here's like where I kind of want to play devil's advocate. We recently had that new Castlevania game be announced, right?
What
was that called again?
You know, Jack.
Bloodstained. Something of blood. It's using the same naming conventions that Castlevania Symphony of the Night used, made by the same guy. It's just like blood something. Bloodening of the blood. It's pretty much just blood of the blood. It's the same name, just swap out anything copyrighted with the word blood.
Okay, it's a good comparison to this Sony one, but I kind of agree more with Sony, because this Sony one seems a bit more honest than this one, because... people went into the financial parts and tried to see, okay, how is this actually plausible? Because they're asking for an amount that's not realistic at all.
For what? Blood?
Bloodstained, yes. Have you seen the articles about how the money they're asking isn't actually going to pay for everything, and they're going to basically...
They said that on the Kickstarter.
Yeah, it was the judge interest, just like Sony's, but Sony's interest, the $2 million, is a bit more honest than what they're asking for.
Yeah, it's different. I think the only reason I didn't immediately object to Bloodstained, Blood of the Blood,
because you're high.
Is because, like, I really want a modern Symphony of the Night.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I really want Shenmue. But you know what?
And you're going to get it now. Look at the 1,720,000. There you go. Congratulations.
I know. But it comes from the problems that this just doesn't feel right using other people's money to judge interest. Because some people just throw in money on a whim, you know? And then regret it later on.
Ends justify the means, I guess. Like, as long as you get the thing funded.
Yeah, and to be fair, people were using their money... Like, they were using other people's money to judge... To, like, gauge interest whenever they sell any product ever.
Mm.
Because people use their money to buy the product and then interest is gauged. But now they're just doing it preemptively so that they don't necessarily have to waste a bunch of money.
Just before we run out of time,
yo,
out of the Xbox show, what okay. stood out to you?
All right, there's a few things I noticed. One, actually, they announced some Halo 5 details.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Halo 5 looks a bit different to every other Halo because Iron Sights. It's fucking weird. Ooh,
that's true. That
they,
is
they,
sad.
Are they Iron Sights in Halo 5?
Yeah. Why are there Iron Sights? Are okay. they, like, are they regressing?
Okay, yeah, okay, really? Okay, listen, initially... I was very against this, and then my mate, who's a Halo 5 fanatic and actually went through Halo Collector's Edition, he got the beta, and I was like, okay, dude, you know me very well, and I know you very well, how are the Iron Sights? He said, it fucking works. Like, okay. And he's been playing Halo for years. And,
sure.
And from what I saw, the way they're going in the multiplayer, I swear they're trying to turn Red versus Blue into an NFL team, because all the Halo, like, multiplayer characters, like, teams... look like fucking NFL players with shoulder pads and shit. What else did they announce at Microsoft? They announced Gears of War 4 and Gears of War Collection.
But also else? Backwards compatibility. That was
yeah,
really
yeah.
But how many games?
Only 18 games.
Very 18 games.
Exactly. Yeah.
Plans for 100 games, but opening up with 18 games. So
yeah.
Is that like a paid backwards compatibility feature? What are they doing?
I don't know. Apparently it's free.
It sounds as flaccid as their fucking gold subscription to fight PlayStation Plus. It sounds as flaccid as that. Fucking awful, you know?
Yeah. Like, but what I like about, you know, PlayStation Plus is that you get fucking free games. And shit.
Whereas Xbox, they like, give you free games, but it's fucking prototype. And like, what the fuck? Why do you want prototype?
Yeah, but it's cool because like PS4 gives you like pretty cool indie games,
and not just one, which is what Xbox has been doing.
Yeah, it's like 5 per month.
Yeah.
And on multiple platforms.
People
too.
You know what people are making an excuse? Xbox has been giving AAA games, but you know what? They're shitty AAA games. They've only been giving away indie games people care about.
Yeah.
One thing that blew my mind at the Microsoft conference was the Minecraft virtual reality. Did you
okay,
see
explain that?
That,
because I heard those there, but I never looked into it, and I didn't.
It was amazing. Minecraft virtual reality. It was a holocron, I guess is the
okay,
term.
Okay, Gabe, so, before we go on, just we need to inform you. The guy that's been making the hologram technology at Microsoft, I don't know if you know it, the same guy that made
the AR thing?
The same guy that made the Kinect, so don't get your hopes up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, they showed it live on stage.
They like had it... like, during the ad for the AR thing, it was, like, spearheaded by the genius behind the Kinect. It's like, shut up.
Yeah. Okay, but Gabe, I don't...
ruining it.
But, Gabe, I don't mean to be a cynic, but saying it's live on stage is just as, like, fucking fake as saying actual gameplay footage, you know?
Has anyone else actually seen it, though?
I haven't, so that's why I'm kind of saying don't, like... Don't judge my opinion, but it sounds like they're fucking pulling people's dicks. Like,
I reckon it was a very good move on Microsoft to actually partner with Oculus.
Oh, definitely.
Because PS4 has their own VR thing, it doesn't matter. And, you know...
Well, it doesn't matter until it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. But, because, like, that's Facebook and Microsoft partnering together pretty much. That's quite interesting.
Facebook and Microsoft, that's kind of strong, powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful combination.
Well, but it's also the whole PC platform. The biggest problem with Morpheus, I think, is that it's just the PS4.
Yeah.
Whereas Oculus, you've got Xbox PC. And PC. Like, PC is massive.
I just want to develop for the Oculus really, really bad.
We have Oculuses, you know.
I know,
they haven't given them to us.
I just don't have the skill or, like, people to develop for the Oculus. Yeah, pretty much.
Explain to us what this hologram shit does with Minecraft.
Okay, so basically there was a great big square in the middle of the stage, and this guy just put on a pair of headset goggles, and he could like sort of swipe through a real diorama of a working Minecraft set, essentially. So he was like looking at it, and he could like look forward and look backwards and sort of poke around inside and look. It looked really incredible. And
it's
he could
like
actually
the Iron
pick
Man
things
thing,
up
and he's like fucking playing with his suit and stuff in the Iron Man
yes.
movies. That kind of shit. Oh,
exactly like
awesome.
That, but Minecraft.
Fuck.
So if that works, I'd be well on board for it.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, AR, augmented reality, has the potential to make everything just better.
Indeed.
When and if it works.
It's a simple addition. We've seen Valve do it already. Like, without even actually releasing the Oculus, they've added Oculus support to their games.
Yeah.
I used Oculus for a bit last Spear and Pixels, and about 10 minutes in... like I didn't feel sick. My eyes just started to like sting.
That's what it's because.
So I'm hoping with the final one,
they said you're gonna have to
done.
Get, they're saying personalized lenses are a thing. You're gonna be able to customize it. So.
See,
sweet.
I've always like I've tried every version of the Oculus Rift. Like, love virtual reality. I've tried every just iteration of it.
I've tried Morpheus,
including Crystal Cove, the new one with like the shoulder tracking
really?
And stuff. So cool. My programmer, one of the guys that I'm working with for a thing, has both of them, and it's really cool. But I've never, ever had any nausea or eye strain or anything like Really? Nothing.
That's impressive.
It's just perfect transition for me. So, oh,
so you think it's the head movement that kind of throws it off? So you think the shoulder thing like stops that?
I just kind of prefer Elite Dangerous with Elite Dangerous with VR.
Yeah, Jackson actually can do it because he's got Elite Dangerous, the game that no one can run.
Oh yes, the space sim, right?
Yeah,
Jackson can run it.
Fucking amazing.
Sitting there with your arms crossed, like, yeah,
that's right.
Fuck you. Yeah, but I have a 780 Ti SLI thing going, so yeah, it's pretty decent.
I was running a War Thunder in my Oculus, and that was so much fun. The only problem I found was that if you turned your head, there was a bit of latency, and that's what makes me sick. Ooh. The rest of it's fine.
See, that doesn't make me sick.
Like, it's a slight blur.
Final will fix that.
Exactly, that's what
I've had an experience with the original Oculus Rift, so with no shoulder like
tracking,
with like 10 frames per second with like latency. And it didn't affect me in the slightest. So it's just like, this is just kind of inconvenient.
I think also you can still feel, like, I think we could both still see the potential in the very first edition, which was jack shit compared to now, but we could still see the immersion it created. But what I'm worried for, it could be the fever of new shit, just like the Wii was.
Yeah.
And people just get hyped for like things they see in movies. And then
The Wii was a weird money printing phenomenon.
I don't hate the Wii as much as I hate 3D. I think 3D is something which has really sort of done no benefit to us whatsoever. I think the Wii did come with
something. I actually can't really benefit from 3D. There's like 6 things wrong with my eyes.
6? So, that's pretty specific.
Yeah. So I can't actually experience the 3DS at all. So I just turned the 3D off, and I'm like, oh, okay. It's a stronger DS that has Smash Bros.
Just get a 2DS.
Well, the
3DS is new. But those can't fold.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Sorry, it's like this great big thing of plastic. Yeah.
No, the 3DS new did some justice to the old 3D thing I had on the old 3DS.
Mm.
I mean, because what happens, it sort of like tracks where you are, and like sort of adjusts the 3D too. So you don't have to be like stuck in this position where you're forward and the DS is on a straight fucking 90-degree angle. Yeah.
They released like a stand for the 3DS. You could have it at
with
the right
Kid Icarus.
Angle.
Oh, right?
I know. Yeah. But like the 3DS new, it tracks where you are. Like it watches where you are, which is sort of like
creepy.
Okay, but whatever. It works. That's all I care about. But even then, I hardly even use 3D mode.
I fucking hate Nintendo's region locking. Like, why can't I use my love Hina fucking strap for my 3D?
Didn't I hear that they were, like, removing region locking?
They region locked cases for the 3DS.
Really?
I couldn't put my love Hina case on it.
What do you mean they region locked cases?
Okay, let me lay this down for you, me and the Japanese weeb I am. The architecture of the 3DS in Western 3DS compared to the Japanese one is different. So you know those stylish cases you cannot use a Japanese imported case on your Western 3DS.
That's fucking
bullshit.
That just makes me just like genuinely upset. Like not enraged or anything. I'm just like,
that makes you lose. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Nintendo isn't exactly the most efficient company out there. Yeah.
But you got to remember, it's a different culture. Like,
it's a very.
They also stopped. They also
I'm just going to say different.
They also like they only ever. You remember they didn't release the Slim 3DS here as well. That was only for Japan. We only got the XL, which fucking annoyed me because some people do want the Slim one. I know they do for a fact.
Have you seen my phone? I totally want the XL.
Fucking love the XL though.
Oh god. Well, we know tomorrow we have Nintendo, which and also like Jack, I told you, Platinum has an unannounced game coming, so it's obviously it's obviously Wonderful 102.
Wait, it's obviously just a character. It's obviously collection game.
It's Wonderful 102. Shut up.
Is there any chance of there being a one-off 102, or is it just you dreaming?
No, it could be Bayonetta 3, even. Like,
Bayonetta
3? Thank you.
I still haven't played Bayonetta 2. Or
fucking
one.
Incredible. It could be that, or it could be fucking something really obscure, like Agami 2 or something else.
Do you want to make some predictions? Okay, 3 predictions each.
What was that fucking Zelda thing that they announced last year that never got anywhere?
Okay, it's been delayed for next year.
Okay,
it's a new Zelda. But we do know Star Fox is coming out this year, so I'm thinking...
Star Fox is coming out this year?
Well, they haven't said anything about it, so it must be.
But the one thing that they did say was like, it's going to come out after Zelda comes out.
No, they postponed Zelda to the next year. No, they didn't say that. They said it's coming before Zelda.
Oh, they did?
Okay, so that makes it even more hopeful.
Okay, good.
So I'm thinking they're going to show gameplay of Star Fox.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's going to keep the same style or if they're going to go in a completely new direction.
I wonder if they'll have Miiverse integration.
I don't really care.
Fucking course they would.
If I'm totally honest, I've liked the original Star Fox, Star Fox 64. I liked Assault, and I also liked Adventure as much as people like to shit on those two games.
Mm-hmm. Because
and I didn't play the DS one. I didn't realize there was one until like last year.
eBay that shit.
Yeah, I don't care about it enough. But like I've liked them all, so I kind of trust them to go in a decent direction, and they know what their fans want at this point with the Star Fox.
So three predictions. Well, okay, let's say one. What do you think they're going to show tomorrow? Oh, what are they going to surprise us with?
A character action game.
A character action game.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah. Yeah.
That's really? That's what Platinum makes.
Like, oh, I see.
95% of their lineup is
Platinum character games just make Bayonetta, Metal Gear Rising. The guy that made those games made Devil May Cry. This might be the shit I love. So it's
like, and then there was like, they did the Legend of Korra game, and then there's Wonderful 101, which is still kind of technically a character
action game. It's fucking incredible.
So, I don't like the animations in that game.
Which well, it's supposed to like 20.
101.
I didn't like the gameplay of that game. Didn't feel good.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay?
You're just boring.
Didn't feel good.
The hype was cool, and I get where you're coming from with that. I just don't enjoy playing it, so I'd rather sit there, eat shitty, unhealthy stuff, and watch you play it than actually play it myself.
I'll give it credit that, like, when I watched it, I probably wouldn't play it myself, but, like, I like what they've done with it. I like the sort of innovative design they've taken to, like, how you, like, draw the sword and show you draw fucking one. It's cool. I like it. It's a really cool idea, but not something I'd probably want to play.
Hmm. One prediction.
That's just me. One prediction.
Be safe or risky. Go for it.
Predict something impossible.
Hopefully something on 3DS. I'm hoping for something good on 3DS.
Ooh.
Something good on 3DS. You're not going to aim too specifically.
No.
You're hoping
just
for
something good on 3DS. Because all I play is Monster. All I play right now on my 3DS is Monster Hunter, Fantasy Life, and sometimes Fire Emblem. I've dropped actually fucking a new Animal Crossing. There you go. I'm hoping for new Animal Crossing.
Ooh. Okay, one new Animal Crossing. One character fighting game?
A character action fighting game. It's not a hope, it's my prediction.
You just think it's going to happen.
I don't have any hopes from Nintendo, I'll just take it as it comes.
I can call several things that are going to happen. We're going to get Star Fox, because they said it will come before Zelda. We're going to get Monster Hunter, because money. We're going to get something involving Mega Man, because they have stated there's a new Mega Man game being made.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Mighty Number 9 is being made.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, somebody's doing something with Mega Man legally. We need to get into action!
Fuck!
What else makes money? Oh yeah. Also, the people that made the original Metroid are with another few ex-Mega Man people, and they're making another game called Core something. Okay. Was that one of the, I think, Microsoft or Sony event, but it's a new IP. We're probably going to get third-party titles, but no, they're not going to sell. We're probably going to get something, maybe another IP we haven't seen in a long time. Definitely. Star Fox is one of them.
What would that be?
New maybe IP. Maybe Metroid. I don't know. We need a Metroid game. Like, we've got a Metroid game on nearly every system. We need one on Wii U, because if there's not one on Wii U, then what's the fucking point?
Because that's the thing. They've got to try and push the Wii U, right? Yeah. Because it's still not doing too well.
I mean, Mario Kart boosted its sales by exactly 666%.
Do you know Smash Brothers stats? Can you tell me Smash Brothers stats are?
But Smash Brothers boosted, like, I don't know what they did, but they increased the sales. It's still not selling, like, at the rate that it needs to
be. Yeah, like, that's all they've
but
got, right?
It's, yeah, pretty much. They've got Mario Kart.
And Mario.
They've got the Mario games, and they've got Super Smash Bros. So everything's still hinging on, like, Mario and something that started off being 1/4 Mario.
Have they released Mario Party?
They also
have
Splatoon now, which is taking off pretty well.
Yeah, surprisingly well, I think.
Yeah.
Got a few issues here and there.
Love the visuals. The gameplay's another... gameplay's interesting.
White ink confirmed.
Yeah, white ink. I want white ink as a new colour, please.
I think they're going to release either a new console, like just
they're
going to do that, or they're going to release a new service.
Why would they release a console? And what would the console be?
They have said they are.
They already have a new piece of hardware in the works that was meant to be like, but not a directly video game console, but like enhancing your life. So. Nintendo does this sort of shit with like Wii Fit and like brain training and stuff. So it looks like they're going to capitalize on that with another piece of hardware.
Watch it be Japan only, because the shit they will make for that will only ever appeal to Japanese people. Like, really.
Dude, like middle-aged moms.
No, like, I'm expecting it's going to be a phone device, because they're working with a phone company for all the apps for it.
Oh, yeah.
And so a lot of the apps are probably going to be just shit for Japanese people to take on the phone, take on the train, you know?
Like, they are considering doing mobile apps, like mobile games.
They're finally loosening the leash on, Mario's
They're getting desperate.
What's the company called? Dean or something?
Something, but I don't trust them, because they make pachinko machines, so fuck them.
Okay. They make pachinko machines.
Fucking massive.
So fuck
every corner.
Yeah,
has pachinko.
It's gambling. It's gambling, but not gambling. It's why Konami's going down the drain.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, fucking Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer showed at E3.
Those sorts
fucking
of like
incredible.
Claw machines, though, are why Sega's still alive. They just make those machines, like claw machines and stuff, and like an arcade sort of stuff. And that's why Sega isn't dead yet. I mean, like, well, that's why they didn't die during the period of silence.
Mm.
Sure. So yeah, I mean. Pachinko isn't without merit, but at the same time, they're not exactly innovating.
It's fucking gross. I fucking hate it.
Really?
It's Pachinko is the grossest means ever. It's just they're trying to push gambling in Japan because it's illegal, and it's going to become legal soon because Konami has been pushing it heaps.
Yeah.
I think we should end it there. We missed out on quite a bit, actually. Like,
oh yeah, I mean, there was just so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, let's say, what's one thing that you're really hoping that they're going to reveal at E3?
Animal Crossing!
Goku confirmed for Smash!
Oh yeah, Goku confirmed!
He just wins every match.
Shut up! Before we leave, I usually like to push some music on, because this podcast is just not games. I'm not that big of a weeb slash nerd.
Yes, you are.
Despite the past one hour of discussion.
Shut up. It's E3, I'm allowed. So
you do this all the time anyway.
Shut up. I need to give off the vibe that I'm not a loser. So
okay.
So
well, you just pretty much told everyone you're a loser, so you
shut
need
up.
To give the idea.
It's okay.
Shut up,
I'm still cool. I'll just edit it to make you guys look uncool.
Just edit it out.
So wait, before we go, you guys listen to music, right? If you don't listen to music, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Alt-J,
so,
man.
I listen to music.
Something different besides Alt-J, mate.
Fuck you.
Okay.
My Woodkid. There you go.
So what's the music you've been listening this month to?
Like, oh, fuck. I'm a loser, though. I don't listen to cool music.
David Hasselhoff, True Survivor.
Yeah,
David Hasselhoff, True Survivor.
Gabe, you saw Kung Fury, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
You see the David Hasselhoff music video?
I meant to watch it with my roommate. I haven't seen it. That's what I'm doing sometime soon.
Had David Hasselhoff did a music video for the songs in it.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I've been listening to some old songs. I've been listening to some New Division. Fucking great band.
Oh.
I've been listening to the soundtrack to Interstellar, which is
that's really good.
I have two songs in Interstellar.
Sometimes I forget.
It is pretty fucking...
They all sound
it's
very similar, but...
fucking minty.
It's Hans Zimmer. So if you're just walking to school, it's like...
Fucking
minty. Hans Zimmer's the most generic, like, trailer music guy ever, but it's like fucking... But it just makes everything you do better. I also like to.
What is that noise? That's used everywhere now. Like anything that's intense, just go.
They do use it a lot in trailers now. It's ridiculous. Or they just cut to black.
When was the first
and
time?
And then it's like a.
When was the first boah? Was it Inception?
It was Inception. Started. Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
it sounds
dun,
like a CEO fart. It just sounds like. I like to push music, so I'm gonna push someone that gave me permission to play music. There's a person on YouTube called Scout the Wise. She hasn't got much hardware to make music, but she does what she can, and she kind of just. Has a great voice. You can kind of tell, like, she's got talent, but because of the lack of hardware, it doesn't go through as well.
Sounds like Nintendo, really. When you think
so, throw your money at her, and then
no, everything she has is free. She doesn't ask for any money for any of things on YouTube.
Do it anyway, so she can afford better hardware.
I'm gonna play one of her songs to lead us out, but look up Scout the Wires. Pretty fucking incredible. I had Violent Soho last episode, and it was fucking incredible.
Awesome.
They're going very well. They got a new album coming out soon. Look them up. As usual, see ya. This is Small Talk Gaming Podcast. See ya. Can we just fap together while we're like...
Ryan.
What is this podcast rated? Thank you. counting out loud when you
do that. Yeah. No, because it's like Wayne's World. It's like, you know, okay, 5, 4, 3. No, you don't say. You just go 5, 4. You don't say. You just listen. At 3, 2, you just do nothing. Just 5, 4. Okay.
Go.
Jackson, my whales are better.
Whales?
My whales are better.